Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free ODYSSEY app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Ali and DZ.
Well, good morning.
You mean buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You're right.
No, what up?
We always start the show with little victories, which is a spin on the positive. And honestly, my positive is we made it to Friday on a short week. Yeah, I said what I said.
I it felt like a full week, if you ask
me.
It
sure did, man.
Yeah, it was long.
Even though we only worked 4 days because of Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Big ups.
Which we should be off for that day. Shout out Martin Luther King Jr.
Sorry if you
had to
work.
Thank you for all the fights you made. But anyway.
Or stopped.
You know what I mean. It's really important these days, if you know what I'm saying.
Thank you for all the issues you made important.
Thank you. Or fought for us.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the people you fought for.
That facts, that part.
Even when those try to turn them around. Okay,
so. Little victories.
All right, so DZ, the little victory is we made it to Friday.
It. Yeah.
What is your little victory?
I'm coming off of a tired one.
Yeah.
It was a Bucks win, that's like everyone's little victory.
Thank God the Bucks won last night.
Thank God we played.
Yeah.
Because it was up in the air for a very long minute about whether they were going to be able to get out of New Orleans, fly out, blah, blah, blah,
okay.
Yada, yada.
I didn't realize they were stuck in New Orleans after they flew down there to play.
The Pelicans.
There was so much snow in New Orleans.
Canceled the game.
They canceled the NBA game.
They were not Wisconsin ready for the winter.
No. So then last night they flew back.
I don't think they left New Orleans until like 3 something.
And so they basically got back to Milwaukee at 5 or 6 and had to play an hour later.
These dudes must have been warming up on the flight. I don't know how they pulled up and played a game and caught the dub. No, for real. So that's everybody's little victory, if you will.
Fascinating,
right?
Though.
Tired, overrun. You hear it in my voice. Got a little Barry White there. But all things aside, this morning I just woke up and was just looking at the moon going, man, today's good. Today's
weird.
Good.
Weird. I was looking at the moon going, what a pretty moon. This is getting weirder by the minute.
This is my, arguably, I love a full moon. Oh,
but this one is like pretty, like a book.
The waning crescent, a little croissant, if you will. It looks like a lemon wedge, don't it?
It does look like a
balloon. My favorite moon.
It looks really cool. So, I saw it this morning, too.
I looked at it, the tint, just the hue, the way it looks, the shape.
It's a good day.
The lemon croissant wedge. I was like, yeah. We're going to get it today, y'all. Yeah, little victories, baby.
Very positive. I like it.
I might lose my voice later, but don't matter.
Doesn't matter. It's Friday.
If you see me at the Total Wireless later and I don't talk, it's just because I can't talk.
We'll talk about how you can meet DZ today, too. That's coming up. All right. Happy Friday.
Wepa.
I was fighting with Hudson about Taylor Swift last night, but don't get me started. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Well, I'm going to get you started. What happened?
We got in the car. Good morning, by the way. It's Ali and DZ. We got in the car and he goes, Do you think people are going to be mad if Sabrina Carpenter beats Taylor Swift at the Grammys for Best Album? I go, you know, why are you trying to start something right now?
I see what he was doing.
Well, all the Swifties are going to be mad if Taylor doesn't win. I go, why are you always ripping on us? Leave us alone.
He might be instigating for a good reason, though. Think about it.
He's trying to start with me about Taylor.
Think about it, though. And then
we had to go to Owen's concert last night. Owen had his big string fest at Newport.
How'd that go? I meant to
ask. It was amazing.
I almost forgot.
It's huge. It's all the elementaries mixed in with the middle schools and the high schools in New Berlin. Okay. And they have all the orchestra kids
perform. They play together?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like they, the little ones. Not.
They play separate and then together.
Together. That's
and it's
cool.
A full day. It's really, really cool. And it was a great time. But as we're walking out, because I'm sitting with Hudson, you know, and their dad.
Naturally.
And Hudson's like, Mom, do you think it's messed up that Ariana Grande wasn't nominated? I go, how do you know more than I do about this right now? Like, what are you talking about?
He's got a phone now. He's got a phone now.
He was telling me everything.
The internet is his oyster. He's trying to not start the world.
Ding, ding. How do you feel about Ariana not being nominated? I'm like, I have no feelings, Hudson.
Mother, important question. Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande.
That's what the conversation was like, dude.
He's like, bro, what?
Oh my
no, we're
gosh.
Not mad she ain't getting nominated. But it is what it is. She's successful and she's in the movies now.
That's
okay.
Right. And by the way, there's no post from Owen's concert because we are officially at the age of 13 where he won't even look at me. Or last year, I had to force him to take a picture with me.
I remember.
And this year,
nope.
we couldn't even find him.
He was in the car.
He texted me and his dad and he said, I'm in the cafeteria. We go find him. He goes, let's go. And he storms out. I go, you really are trying to get out of this school without
he
even.
He hit it.
I said, good job, Owen. And he's like racing out.
He said, I got the car warmed up. Let's go.
Don't embarrass me, Mom and Dad.
Let's go.
Nobody's going to see me with you. Yeah.
Honestly, though, respect that time.
Give him
a month.
I was proud of myself, DZ. I was proud of myself that I didn't force him to take a picture like I normally would have.
That's because you didn't catch him fast enough. He was gone.
Like, stop it right now.
Wow.
I let him be.
Good.
I didn't force him to take a picture, even though he looked very handsome in his orchestra outfit.
Oh, he'll wear it again.
For those of you that don't know, he plays the bass. He plays the bass.
That is cool. Honestly, that is really cool because when we went over for our little friend's Christmas family Christmas gift exchange.
When you and the family came over,
we got a little solo dolo concert. You forgot about that? No,
I
that was special.
That he got his bass out and played for you guys.
That was really special. And I loved, you know, the core memory of go get your instrument. Come on. Because my parents would be like, go get your saxophone. show them play Farrah Jacka. Come on. not the hot cross buns, Farrah Jacka.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I'd be
it's so
out there.
Relatable.
Going crazy.
Sounded good.
It
that's really funny.
Felt like a core memory. It was very special to see. So I'm glad he had it. I'm sorry we missed it. I want to be at the next one, bro. Don't stop telling us about it.
They do it once a year. So next January you come to String Fest. Shout out New Berlin Orchestra Department for all they do and the band. The instructors get into it, boy.
Good.
They're very passionate and I love watching them more than I love watching the kids sometimes. I'm like, you guys are music lovers.
Oh, y'all in it. Well, that means the kids then feel it too, and it translates.
It's
right?
Very good.
Might not be immediate, but it translates eventually.
So anyway, good morning. Happy Friday. And are you ready for the question of the day?
I think we might as well.
I feel like I just did that parent thing where I was bragging about my kid for 5 minutes and I couldn't stop, and I regret zero of it. So, by the way,
I don't think anybody's mad at you.
Let's do the question of the day. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, we are keeping it light today, and I want to ask everyone the question, what is your go-to accessory? Allow me to explain, okay? Every day, I feel naked without my earrings. If I forget to put earrings on, even if they're just little studs.
Doesn't matter.
Even I wear big hoops a lot because I'm a hoop girl.
I'm
a hoop girl. Not everybody's a big hoop girl.
No,
let's be real.
Not everybody's
and
a hoop girl.
I love the hoops. They give you personality when you look like garbage. Like I can pull my hair up and put on big hoops and all of a sudden I feel alive again.
I'm a hoop girl too.
Oh yeah, I forget you got gauges. you blow me
my
away
My hoops
with the
are
gauges.
Just smaller.
Your gauge, how big are your gauges? Not that they would make it would. I mean, do you know like
double zeros?
I don't know what that means.
It's a technical size. It's quote unquote to a lot of people the point of no return with gauges.
So wait, so then you put them in your ear, and are they going to get bigger?
If I were to continue to stretch them out, it's a body modification.
Ow, it makes me hurt.
Yeah,
ow,
I'd have to go up in sizes slowly, gradually.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, no disrespect. It makes me hurt.
You
don't want
to get. You could get gauges too.
No, thank you.
All right.
No, thank you.
Okay.
My hoops are already messing up my ears enough.
You're good with your accessories. You don't need to accessorize any further.
My go-to accessory is my earrings. So I feel like this is something you either have every day or wear every day. And maybe you don't have an accessory. There are people that don't, you know?
Right.
Do you have a go-to accessory?
I mean, I don't know, because I feel like a lot of the things I do have are necessities. Mm-hmm. For one, for some people, glasses are accessories.
Yeah, you have to have your glasses, but you have different pairs of glasses. You do mix it up.
I accessorize. Mm-hmm. I style, if you will. I do have varieties, but I need them regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I could not have them one day and be like, oh, it's okay. No,
right.
It's not okay.
Yes, but do you wear a belt or anything?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
It's not a go-to for you.
Nope, I like to keep my pants up. It would be, you know, it's conducive to my personality.
We all do,
but a little sag's okay, you know, stylistic again.
Sure, not up to your belly button.
No, I ain't Urkel in it yet.
Yeah.
Wedding ring, it's on daily. Sure, it's an accessory. It's jewelry, arguably, right?
Do you ever take it off?
I do, yeah.
I
don't sleep with it on.
I
wash my hands, stuff like that. But again, when it's not on, doesn't feel right. It's a part of my body. It stays on my finger usually, right? So when it's not on, it's like, whoa, huh?
Yeah. Kelly in Sussex texted in and said, my glasses, I feel like they're part of my personality. They are for her.
For her.
Kelly, if you see Kelly without her glasses, I'm like, where'd Kelly go? Where are you?
I guess
she looks
like
a totally different person.
See, for somebody it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I got one, bro.
Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in and said, my peacock heart necklace Kevin bought me at State Fair. I wear it every day. Other than that, it's my Apple Watch. Yeah, I feel naked sometimes without my Apple Watch now that I have one. I like to wear it.
I miss it.
Except for when I go out on like dates and stuff.
I miss it, but I survive. I'm like, oh, dang, I forgot my watch. Oh, well.
You wear your necklace every day.
I was
going
to say, usually, when I wear my necklace, I wear it daily. And when I don't, I'm like, oh, man.
It's a D for DZ and Daniel is your first name. And then a cross, right?
And the more special part about it is that the emeralds and the cross are mine. The gold in the D and in the cross. And the emeralds are all mined and sourced from Colombia.
I didn't know you had emeralds in there. That's my birthstone.
Yeah, man. So these is golden emeralds from Colombia, so it's a little piece of home.
There are emeralds in there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm too blind. I didn't notice.
I've had them since I was a baby, and I am just historically bad with jewelry and accessories when I was little, so my parents hid these from me for a few years until I was old enough. Yeah. Maybe that's why I don't accessorize, because I was bad. I flushed two different rings, bro.
Gold rings. Oh, you're a problem.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, look what multiple people are texting in. Kristen and Delavan texted, chapstick. I must have chapstick. And Lindsay and Grafton also texted in chapstick. My heart necklace my sister gave me.
Huh.
So we're talking about your go-to accessories. Daryl and Racine said, my accessory go-to are my AirPods. I need them with me for calls and music. I go through like a pair a year.
Wow. Oh, that's an accessory for real. Wow.
All right. Well, the phones are ringing. So you know what? Screw it. You know I'm feeling wild. Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. We'll take one caller and see what it is. Go-to accessory. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Your boy, Ryan from Alabama.
Hey. It's only right you're the first caller of the day today.
Hold on. Let me get it.
Hold on, Ryan.
Only right.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, good morning.
Starting out our Friday right.
That part, that's right. Yes, sir.
Dude, Lisa in Sheboygan said her lashes. That is all. You guys are so cute.
Lash gang.
Well, if you wear your lashes every day, you're going to feel naked without them. It's like glasses.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of things are accessories that I never considered accessories.
Accessories.
The chapstick?
Who texted in?
God bless me with them long lashes, so I'm good there.
He's good.
You do have good lashes, Ryan. Somebody said a baseball cap and they're blicky.
Hey, got the 9 on me. I was going to say, what accessories are we talking?
Come
like,
on.
Hey, if chapstick's an accessory, soak in the regular stick.
Oh my gosh. All right. What is your go-to accessory, Ryan?
Baseball cap all the way.
You
it
do.
Has to be some sort of hat.
You're like, a hat guy.
I feel so naked without a hat.
The few times I've seen you without a hat, you do look weird. It's like Kelly and Sussex
with no glasses.
Without glasses. It doesn't look like you.
You're actually right. Yeah. I can't think of a time where I've seen Ryan with no hat on.
Same.
I have specific hats for date nights and dressing up and
fancy
work
hats.
And everything.
Like changing your Apple Watch band.
Yep.
You got fancy ones, you got regular ones.
It's like me with shoes. I'm like, I got the beat 'em up, so you know I got the mow the lawns.
Yeah, the Crocs.
You know it.
He's got the mow the lawn hat too.
Oh my gosh. Uh-huh. All right, Ryan. Well, that's good. Your hat is your go-to accessory. All right. Well, Ryan, have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Happy
Bye. Peace.
Leon texted in. It's her Fitbit. Hi, Allie and DZ. Have a great day. You too, Leon.
Appreciate you, girl.
All right. We're going to take your calls. 414-533-1037. We're talking about your go-to accessory. Mine is my earrings. DZ's is his necklace and his glasses.
And my ring.
And his ring.
And my Apple Watch.
A lot of stuff.
But if I forget it, it's okay.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're talking about your go-to accessories and what they are. And let's start this morning with Carrie in Waukesha, who I adore and know personally. I just have to admit it. She taught both of my children. So hi, Mrs. Doucette.
What an introduction.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, Carrie, what's your go-to accessory?
So I have two that are, one is minor, because I have these three opal earrings that are along the outside of my left earlobe.
Oh.
The upper part.
Opal. Yeah, I'm a fan of opal.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But the other one is my phone, because a lot of women's hands are terrible and don't have pockets. So when you're walking around and you don't have a pocket and you need your phone somewhere, it's like, where do I put it?
Gloves.
Okay. I was having trouble hearing you there for a second. I think it was the Bluetooth. So she said gloves?
Just a pair of gloves just in case. You never know. It'd be cold out here.
Mm-hmm.
Some people carry hand warmers.
No, my phone.
Oh, her phone.
Oh, I thought she said gloves.
Okay, I thought she said phone too. That's why I got that one.
I heard
now,
gloves.
Phone, yes, because we don't have anywhere to put it.
Huh.
Yeah.
We got to work on our ears this morning.
I can't hear. Yeah, I'm showing my age. I'm like, phone.
Phone.
I heard gloves. My bad, Carrie.
Oh my gosh. All right. So the earrings on the outside of the ear and then the phone are
not gloves.
Not gloves.
Not gloves. Yeah.
But somebody might say gloves, DZ.
Now they better.
It's fine.
Please.
Yeah. Hey, it was good to hear from you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye.
Have a good day.
I adore her. She's great. All right. Let's go to Cammie in Milwaukee, who called in yesterday. She might be working towards a theme song.
Was that true, Cammie?
Cammie.
Maybe.
Oh, teaser.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
What's your go-to accessory?
I don't know if this counts, but like perfume or body spray.
Oh, it counts.
Definitely counts.
It counts.
Definitely counts.
Anything you have to carry with you that you use every day.
Ooh.
You feel like you're missing it if you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I low-key do. Mm-hmm. I low-key do. Dang, Cammie with a K. You just made me realize something.
Mm-hmm.
Cologne might be an accessory for me.
Yeah.
I usually either have one in my bag, in the car, in one of my
bodies. It's one of your things.
Ooh, good pull. That's definitely an accessory.
Somebody texted in and said, I can't go anywhere without my sunglasses. They're big, nerdy frames and most aviator style with yellow lens. They're calling them Dahmers. I'm not calling them that. Come on.
What's wrong with the Dahmers?
It's Milwaukee.
What's wrong with the Jeffries?
Come on. But I know exactly what they're talking about.
I'm going to call them JDs
then. Thank you. Fine. So you can't go anywhere without your sunglasses.
Nice.
And she says she can't go anywhere without
a little
spray.
Yep.
So she smells
good. Got to smell good. Mm-hmm. I receive.
All right. Thanks for calling, Cammie. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Sherry,
next day three.
Yeah. Sherry in Caledonia said, I feel the same about my glasses. I could never get contacts. I feel like I would look weird. Chapstick for sure. Okay.
Y'all out here like Velma and and dude from Malibu's Most Wanted.
Glasses and chapstick. Dude, Zach in Waukesha almost made me spit my coffee out because I didn't read the full text. He said, I wear a rubber 24/7. And I was like, what? He said, I can't leave the house without my rubber wedding ring. Zach, you scared me.
The way our text break that up, I can only imagine.
Man
said, you really just wear a rubber
all
day?
God.
Gloves, all right. Gloves. Because he's the one that wears the gloves.
Mm-hmm. I cannot with you guys. Rico's in Milwaukee. Hi, Rico. It's been a minute.
Yeah. Good morning. Wepa.
Good morning. Wepa, wepa. Buenos dias.
What's your go-to accessory, Rico?
My chains and the ice on my wrist.
Ice on my wrist. Big icy. Ooh, yep. I just knew it. Rico was going to say.
I ain't blinging before I go out, then I'm failing.
You said if I ain't blinging, I ain't thanging, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Rico, that's you're right. Too much. All right, Rico, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Much love, y'all. Thank you so much.
Of course. Bye.
Love, Rico. Peace, man.
You guys are so funny.
You said chains and bling,
and
baby.
Ice. I love it so much. And then Al texted in and said, my children's car seat are the most expensive accessories since I bring that with me. And my kid. Okay, your kid ain't an accessory.
I mean, some people accessorize their kids.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So, DZ, today I need your help and the listeners' help for What Would DZ Do? Because I truly got this DM sent to me, and I opened it, and I went, oh, shoot, I shouldn't have opened it. No offense, Caitlin.
Yikes.
No offense, Caitlin, who sent it to me. But I actually am glad I opened it, because we might be able to help her. It involves a dog, a pet problem.
Oh, yeah, you know people pulling up.
Yeah, and so let me just read this to you guys. Because I told her I was going to bring this up on the air for What Would DZ Do and see if you guys can help her.
Oh, so she's listening,
she's
no
listening,
question.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. Okay, y'all.
So Caitlin messaged me. I hope I can use her name. Of course I can. Whatever. She said, hi, Allie. This is going to seem really weird, but I'm desperate and have to try everything.
Mm.
I listen to you guys every morning, and I know you said you've been thinking about another dog, but you're not quite ready.
This is true. You have.
Mm-hmm. She said, our dog, Bobby, is a good dog.
Bobby.
Amazing with kids. My girls are always climbing all over him. We adopted him, and I'm pretty sure he was on the streets fending for himself for the first year of his life.
Oh.
It used to be pretty infrequent that he would get aggressive with our other dog, Ricky, usually over a high-value treat or a bone, and I could predict and prevent.
Okay, animalistic tendencies.
Yeah.
I understand.
But over the last few months, he's gotten a little more aggressive with Ricky, and it's just becoming more frequent, and although it breaks my heart, I think he needs to be the only pet in the home.
Dang.
But rehoming a 7-year-old dog is not easy. The Humane Society, you know, might euthanize him or said they would if we surrendered him, and I can't live with that. If there's any chance you would be interested in a 7-year-old couch potato? If not, totally understandable. Again, I know this is totally weird, but I couldn't live with myself if I didn't try everything.
Oh, she tried to get you to take the dog.
Yes, right?
Oh, I thought she was like, hey, this is a what would... Hey, Allie, I got something that I think you should do. She was trying to get you this dog.
Uh-huh.
For
free? Yeah. So then I impulsively, you know, go, what? I had to reread it a couple times
process.
To realize, oh, wait, he's not an aggressive dog. He's just with her other dog.
Yeah.
Because she sent me a picture of this dog.
Show me.
Her babies are, look at this dog.
Oh, they're literally riding this dog like a horse. This is adorable.
Her babies are in diapers on top of this dog, and the dog's just loving them. Right?
I mean, literally looks like the happiest dog in the world right now.
He almost looks like a brown lab-ish.
A chocolate lab, yeah.
A chocolate lab. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. So then I reply and I say, I'm so sorry to hear this. Unfortunately, I'm not ready yet and I don't want to be impulsive about such a big decision.
Okay.
I wish I could help you more though. Would you like us to use this on What Would DZ Do? Someone might reach out and offer to help or have an idea of what you could do.
Okay.
And she says, totally understandable. I appreciate you hearing me and responding. Sure, I'm willing to try anything.
I mean, good.
Yeah. And she said, you know, I don't want this picture of my girls posted or anything, but there's a reference for you and DZ on how good he is with my girls, okay? So then that breaks my heart. Now I see how cute the dog is, and then he really is just a 7-year-old couch potato. This dog.
Labs are just such lovable animals.
I know, and Bella was a black lab, and she was a mixture. She was half lab, half beagle, but she was the best dog, man.
So you do got experience with labs.
Don't even start. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee.
Don't start what?
You know, because making me make an impulsive decision because I'm not ready yet. Like, if I was ready, I probably would help her because Owen and Hudson have enough. They have two dogs and a cat at their dad's house. Mm-hmm. They had Bella their whole life. They had, and Owen's great with pets. Like it's a, he Owen's better than me sometimes. Yeah. I'm amazed by them, but I just cannot. I'm not ready, and I don't think it's smart to take on a pet when you're not ready, right?
Yeah.
And I will when I'm ready, but it's not yet. So what would you do, DZ, when you get a DM like this? I said, what should, and maybe the listeners have help.
Well, and
she wants to rehome it, but she doesn't know how or what to do.
I feel like I've got something for her that isn't really at all similar to what we talked about last time. Because remember somebody wrote in about rehoming their dog and we're like, somebody needs to take this dog. I got different advice this time.
She's saying it needs to be the only pet in the home. Though.
Yeah. Yeah. It needs to be the only pet in the home.
And
but
then
it'll
be fine.
I actually disagree.
Oh,
yeah. I actually disagree. Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Right. I'll explain myself next.
Okay. 414-533-1037. What do you think I and Caitlin who wrote in, what should she do?
What should we do?
Yeah.
Because you in this too.
Honestly, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so the What Would DZ Do is what should Allie do? And what should Caitlin do? What should she do? Because listen to this. I got a DM and on Facebook because, you know, it's amazing. Some DMs I get and some I don't. I'm not going to lie. Don't get mad if I haven't opened yours. I'm trying here, people.
It's the luck of the draw.
It's what I happened to accidentally hit that
it
day.
It is the accidentally hit that day keyword.
Yep. And Caitlin messaged me and said they have this dog, Bobby, who's really good, amazing with kids. And they're now having issues with this dog and their other dog, Ricky. And they need to rehome it. And it's breaking her heart. She's desperate. She asked me if I would take the dog since I've been hinting that I'm ready for a dog pretty soon. But I said, I can't make an impulsive decision like that.
Right. And I understand that. So, I was going to tell you to foster the dog, but I know you ain't going to do that.
Is that your advice?
No, it's not.
What do you think Caitlin should do?
First things first, I can't not make a mention about the fact that her dogs are named Ricky Bobby. So that's okay. That.
Fair enough.
So
Go on.
You can't split the dogs up.
Fair.
You can't have a Ricky with no Bobby.
Sorry, Caitlin, you got to keep them.
No, you got to keep them. Bye. No.
What do you think she should do with this dog she's so worried about?
Seriously, though, I would do a few things first. One thing that I like to focus on, or one thing that I did focus on, I should say, in this scenario, is that this dog, from your understanding, had been by itself, you know, street urchin for the first year of its life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very big formative year for an animal, right? Especially a dog. A dog grows up a lot in that first year.
Yep.
Then you get this dog, and it has a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
Maybe show some aggressive tendencies, but nothing you can't get past.
Only with the other dog, though.
Never with the humans.
She sent me pictures of her babies in diapers on top of the dog, and the dog is just loving the baby. So you can see the issues with another dog. She thinks it needs to be alone in the home.
Humans usually show aggression towards other humans. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Dogs showing aggression towards other dogs doesn't turn me off. What it does make me say, with all those things in mind, the fact that his name Ricky Bobby, the fact that you've had him for 7 years, and the fact that you believe that dog has been on the streets for the first year of its life since it was born or a puppy, whatever, makes me say don't get rid of that dog yet. You could change that dog's home. You could change that dog's personality. That aggression might get amplified.
You think she might be able? You think it'll get? It might be an issue.
Abandonment issue. You never know.
Yeah.
You don't have. You hopefully don't have to find out, because what I'm going to say is change the home experience.
You know what? You might be onto something, because listen to what Sarah and Tosa texted. She said, has she talked to her vet? Sudden aggression is related to medical conditions in dogs, that there might be a medical issue going on with the dog.
That so, you don't know about.
They're saying, Caitlin, if you're listening, which she is, I know, check with your vet first and make sure there's not something medically going on that is causing the dog to change all of the sudden and be more aggressive with the other dog.
Well, now I don't want to go, because that was a really good answer.
Yeah, but honestly.
That's what I was going to say. Exactly.
Well,
me too.
She called the dog a couch potato. It's the cutest chocolate lab I've ever seen. I mean.
Okay, but seriously, though, I think as far as advice for her, the vet, great. I actually vote yes. Go get some blood work. It might be a couple hundred, but it's going to be worth it. You'll at least know. Mm-hmm. But also change the home experience. Maybe don't get the high praise treats out for either dog. If you see whatever turns them aggressive, that's now gone in the home.
Oh, you're right.
That's now, nope, can't get that. Show any sign of aggression, boom, ixnay, nope, no thank you.
Or put them in different rooms if you're going to give them the treat.
And my follow-up suggestion, you're not going to like Allie, and neither are they, and neither is anybody else. Stop the kids from getting, like, jumping on the dog. The dog might not display it. That's because the dog is in the know. to not react.
Leave
but
the dog
alone. Might not like it still. You know, I know you don't let him jump on the dog, but maybe just stop all like physical close interaction so that this dog has time to just relax and breathe and then come into a new environment that isn't new but is refreshed for them while still giving them their home comforts and not just uprooting them from their house right off rip.
You're onto a lot of good ideas, DZ. I'll give you that morning for once. For once this week. Okay, Kate the Grace in East Troy. Don't forget, we got callers, okay? We got to get to the callers. And I do want to say Jennifer and Racine texted in and said there are people that take in only senior pets. And even though he's not a senior dog, they'd probably love to have him. She just needs to look high and low online. Have a great day.
That's finding somebody you trust, though. She trusts you. That's why she hit you up. She knows you're a dog lover and she knows you'd care for that dog. Mm-hmm. A rando, I hate to say, though, it's okay. We were a rando receiver of a dog, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Let's go to Kate the Great in East Troy and see what her advice is. 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. Kate the Great now has a theme song. Hey, girl.
Hey, I love it.
Good morning.
All right, what's your advice for Caitlin, who sent me a DM asking me if I would take her 7-year-old chocolate lab?
Yeah, you know, it just, you got to put the time in with the pet. You got to make that pet feel like you gave it its everything. Mm-hmm. And I think building a relationship with that dog, and even what we did with my dog lost our other dog and became very depressed.
Yeah,
my husband put the work in and put the time in with behavior and nurturing, and now she's an emotional support animal. You know, like, dogs can really change over time. Yeah. It's like you said, you put the work in.
Okay, but hold on. Let me be fair here. As a mom, and you guys might get this, She's got two little babies.
Full.
And right. I've had two little babies, and I had a dog too, but Bella was a good dog.
Yeah.
You can only do so much.
But you can also ask for help.
She's underwater. She's desperate. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to act like...
On the flip side.
Use
social media at its best and create maybe a post, connect with the Humane Society to make sure that you do a vetting application process. Mm-hmm. You can get all this stuff online and make sure, you know, but
she already talked to the Humane Society, so she's done that.
I've seen so many animals get adopted in like 24 hours because of social media.
Yeah, that's fair.
Again, you have to know the people. You have to have a vetting system.
And you have
to make sure that you trust them.
Yeah, that's my worry.
And there's so much help out there.
Anybody will take a dog, but not everybody should have one.
No, a lot of people have dogs who just don't do anything with them or don't know what they're doing. Absolutely.
At least she's trying to do something, though. But
yeah,
good advice, Kate.
All right, well, thanks for calling,
Kate. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Jinx. All right. So we also have Carl in Indy on the phone. Let's go to him. And I'm trying to comb through these text messages we're getting because people are saying things like talk to a dog behaviorist. And
that's
also
good.
Why are they rehoming the older dog? I don't know. I didn't ask. They have two. I'm not sure.
To Kate's point too, you know, talking about one dog passing or one dog being removed from the home.
Yeah.
Bobby gets removed from the home. Let's say she is successful in finding a good
Bobby
home.
A home.
What if Ricky now gets depressed because Bobby gone?
I know.
Now you got two sad. Now you sad because you got rid of one dog, unfortunately, and then your other dog sad because you got rid of the other dog.
Yeah.
Everybody's sad at home.
Somebody said, totally agree with DZ. The kids climbing still might be stressing the dog out, and not only that, but the dog is getting older, and eventually that might actually hurt where the dog will react, even though it doesn't mean to. Talk to a vet, a trainer, to see if the dog has anything going on, which is, everybody's saying, make sure you check with your vet in case there's something medical, because as the dog gets older. Oh, Christina in Heartland was the one who texted and talked to a dog behaviorist.
I didn't think about the vet, but a dog behaviorist too. Yeah.
All right, Carl's in Indy this morning. Carl,
Mr.
Morning.
Grippo.
Hey.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Hi, Carl.
What up, man?
Morning.
All right.
We're a good trio.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, what's your advice?
Hey, we're
here?
Looking for a producer, Carl. You don't say you can apply. You just got to move back to Milwaukee.
Hey, what's your advice?
Oh, yeah,
Carl?
Obviously. Oh, yeah. I had a similar problem in the past where when my parents had three dogs, both of them were male and one of them was a female. So there was a love triangle going on.
Yeah, Carl.
And before they got fixed, the female dog was actually producing heat, and basically there was always a fight.
There was always a fight between
going on.
Yeah, listen, there's a reason we're supposed to spay and neuter our pets. I mean, I'm not Bob Barker over here, but I agree with it. You know what I'm saying?
Animals are animals. You feel me?
Oh my! And we have an issue already with it. Oh, too many out there. You know, which is another reason we spay and neuter.
So,
but listen,
so what did your family do, Carl?
With the love triangle?
With the aggression, Allie.
No, sorry.
So it was actually when my aunt used to live with my parents for a while, she took her dog, which was a German Shepherd, and now it's just only just now we only have two dogs. But the dog that my aunt took, for some, I think it was for financial reasons,
yeah,
she had to put him down.
Oh, man.
Dang it, yeah. Why'd you have to end with that?
Carl, we were doing so good.
Come on, man. Good morning, 103.7 KISS FM.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So I'm excited because we have some really fun voice messages from our Odyssey app, DZ.
Oh, snap. You know we love us some voice messages.
We sure do this morning. So you can always leave us a voice message, and we love playing them on the air. You just download our free Odyssey app, and then you right next to the Listen Live button, mm-hmm, when you find 103.7 KISS FM, you can also find all of Allie and DZ's shows and podcasts up there, but you can leave us a voice message.
Favorite. It's, mm-hmm, honestly, it's my favorite. I love hearing them.
Yeah, I do too.
I love the variety. Anybody can leave one, any length. You can say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we have some fun ones today. First, let's start with Julie in Milwaukee. Listen to this one, dude.
Hi, Allie and DZ. Just started listening to your show in the beginning of January, and I'm absolutely hooked. I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Hold on. She just started.
What'd she say?
We have so much to tell you.
Hold on, run that back. What'd she say?
Hi, Allie and DZ. Just started listening to your show in the beginning of January, and I'm absolutely hooked. Mm-hmm. I love you guys.
Julie.
Keep doing what you're doing.
New year, new year. I guess. Maybe she just moved here. I don't know. Maybe she just got a radio or found the app. You know what, Julie?
Maybe she just got out from under the rock.
I have so much to tell you, Julie. We've had a long couple. Listen, Julie, we have a lot to tell you if you're just catching up then.
You're probably wondering how we got here.
Let me start with my dating life. I have 2 years to recap for you. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Actually, never
Julie, we don't have time. Listen back on the Odyssey app, please. Dear God, please.
It all started in 2004, DZ. No, for real, though. Actually, Dumpster Fire Dating coming up this morning.
It is.
Because I know people are curious about my new boo, so you.
Hi,
just...
I'm curious.
Just leave me alone over there. All right, let's go next with this message from Stacy. Stacy in Sheboygan. Let's play this one.
Hi, Allie and DZ. This is Stacy from Sheboygan. This message is mainly for DZ because he was talking about the movie Unstoppable. Well, I wanted to let you guys know that I finally watched that tonight and I loved it. Great movie. Also, my son Michael, he's 10 years old. He wants to say hi to you guys. We love you guys.
Hello, my name is Michael, and I'm 10 years old. I just changed my voice.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Mom said, "All right."
All right. First of all, hi, Michael.
What up, Michael? Big Mike.
Second of all, what? I don't remember this.
Unstoppable.
Did you said you loved this movie?
Wait a second.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember talking about the movie Unstoppable. I know the movie she's referencing. But I haven't seen that movie yet.
You haven't?
It's the movie about the one-legged wrestler.
I have no idea what this is.
So I don't even remember talking about it on the show.
Are you sure? Well, we talk about a lot of stuff and we don't remember it, dude.
And think about half the conversations that are in between when music might be playing or commercials are going that we just associate. Like, do we talk about that on air? Do we talk about that just on the side?
You
I don't
sure
remember.
You didn't talk about it?
I don't remember. I can't immediately recall. And I'm not trying to gas her up and lie and be like, oh, yeah, unstoppable. No, I don't remember
Stacy,
talking about it.
Leave another message and tell us when the hell we talked about it.
Follow
we don't
up.
Remember.
Follow up, please.
We have no idea. All right. Finally, let's play one from our girl from Tanya and Kenosha, one of our regulars. You can even hit her theme song if you want.
I was going to say, what's up? You know, we got to show her some love.
Yeah, Tanya, we know you got a theme song. And Tanya wrote in. Tanya, sounds so funny. Tanya left us a voice message on the Odyssey app about the Am I the Jerk yesterday.
What'd she say?
Which was involving giving up your seat for a mom with two kids on a plane.
On the plane.
Remember that
one?
Yeah,
with the Jamaica trip. Yep, yep,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah, here's what Tanya said.
Hey guys, it's Tanya in Kenosha. Oh, I was so triggered on this Am I the Jerk. The bottom line for me is she's not a jerk for not giving up her seat. The other lady's a jerk for not pre-planning and picking seats for her own family. Mm. Everyone's responsible for themselves. Sorry.
Mm, so
I can hear that.
Tanya's a mom saying, forget about them kids.
Bleep them kids. Well, think about it, though.
If
you already consciously know you want to sit together and are banking on just somebody's good nature and moving because you don't want to pay the extra, a little jerky to go, I'll just ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hear it, Tanya. Okay.
Well, thank you for all your voice messages. Keep them coming. If we haven't played them, we might get to them a different day. Yep. Trust me, I try to go through all of them. They're phenomenal. You can always leave us one on our free Audacy app, AUDACY, which, by the way, every weekday, if you listen for 60 minutes on the app, we're giving somebody $5,000. So if you're already listening to us, you might as well listen on the app because then you're up for the $5,000 a day.
Catch a quick bag. I mean, just listening. Saying. And the homie Julia says something yesterday that really stuck out to me.
Yeah.
She was like, dog, you can listen while you nap. I was like, ain't that the truth?
Oh, it's true.
You could doze off and just let it play.
Dude, honestly.
Hopefully you're not driving, but.
Hopefully you're just, we have listeners who it's their alarm.
The people that listen at work. Obviously on not just the car radio.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
On the Audacy app, for example. That's on your phone.
I remember waking up to the radio as a kid.
Yeah.
Don't age me, but I remember it going off and that was my alarm.
I was excited.
It was my favorite. I had a morning show, that was what I listened to.
I know you remember the little girl that came up to us, and I'm blanking on her name, but when we were doing the toy drive at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, she was like, you guys wake me up in the morning. You guys are my alarm clock. Kids are still doing that, bro. You remember?
She was so cute.
With Grant, she pulled up with a cool granny.
And we have ADD, so we don't remember anybody's name.
Nope. But we remember her, and she was sweet.
She was cute.
And she uses a radio to listen to us in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she's listening on the app, because maybe she could win $5,000.
Love it. Love it. Somebody texted in, he needs to see Unstoppable. Okay, fine. We will.
I'll watch it. I'm a wrestler. I get it. I just don't remember talking about it. I know the story of the guy. Mm-hmm. I literally know the story of the guy.
I don't. That makes one of us.
Fair.
All right, you ready for Am I the Jerk?
I think so.
All right, let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh-wee. I don't think we've ever had one like this one.
What's going on?
She wrote in. She wants to be anonymous, but even though she's saying it with her chest, and she said, am I the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party?
Oh.
Let me explain.
Oh, drinking Diana?
There you go. And we've got her name.
Got it. Drinking Diana.
Drinking Diana. As I write it out so I don't forget what her name is. All right. Hi, Allie and DZ. One of my childhood friends is getting married this summer. I'm really happy for her and her guy. And when she invited me to the bachelorette party, I was excited.
Cool.
The bachelorette party's planned for this April, but here's where it got weird.
Uh-oh.
She recently announced she's pregnant.
Why is that weird? Congrats.
Hold on. She said, listen to why. She said, I was happy for them, but then I started thinking about the fact that she can't drink.
Oh.
So I reached out to the maid of honor and asked her what the plan was for the party. Are we changing things around, etc.? She said, we're still going out, but we're not going to drink.
What you mean, we?
She said, I asked her why we couldn't drink. I'm not pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't I drink?
Right. Especially if we're going out, dog. Right?
And she said, out of respect for the bride, who's pregnant, none of us are going to be drinking.
Solidarity. Got it.
So then
stand strong, sister.
Diana writes on and says, I'm going, but planning on drinking. And I don't really care.
Drinking Diana.
She said, I'm not the one who's pregnant. Am I the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party of the pregnant bride?
Well, now this just got tough. This was, dang. Okay, this is light, but not
but
at the
not,
same
it's
time.
It's like rude, but at the same time, you're not pregnant.
We are in Wisconsin.
Yes. People said, she said, I am drinking and don't really care. Am I the jerk?
She said, fight me. What?
Mm-hmm. She did. She said it with her chest.
Nah, no, she didn't, because we changed her name.
That's true. Drinking Diana.
Drinking Diana.
Said it with half her, with her arm.
Yeah. She said it with her fist, right. Not her chest.
Is she the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party?
Honestly, dog, I'm kind of on the fence with this one,
mm-hmm.
because I don't understand why the bride or somebody decided, well, girl, since you ain't drinking, we ain't drinking either. I'm sorry, then we need to change our plans. Because if we're going to be out at a bar, hanging out, and we're just all dry and sober, arguably, now I get it, you might not want to get sloppy, be rude, be, you know, she can't enjoy herself like y'all are enjoying yourselves. But what? We're still going to go out?
Yeah, it's like, why didn't you change the plan? But it's not, what should they do? It's, are they the Man. Is she the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party when the bride is pregnant?
Could you imagine you get up on the party bus and you pop that cooler open and it's Capri Suns and Sprites? I'd be salty.
And
I'd
goldfish.
Be like, where's the other cooler? Well, where's the actual cooler?
You know how they make those things with flasks hidden? Like I had a pair
the
of
little bracelets?
Like shoes and bracelets where you can hide a flask. Boy,
listen.
And then when I'm slurring, I'd be like, what's the problem?
I don't know.
I'm just here. Just on the bus.
I'd kiss my bracelet for luck.
Okay, so...
Been kissing that bracelet a lot, Allie.
You're right, because the bride's pregnant.
Nah, chill out. For real, though?
Is she the jerk?
Ooh.
For drinking at
Do we gotta answer this one?
Maybe not. Maybe we let the listeners answer, because she's saying, you know, I'm not pregnant, but at the same time, listen, it's not about you, it's about... This is a party for the bride.
And it's her wishes.
And it's her...
It's her
she's
days.
She's pregnant, she's happy to be pregnant. If you're so pregnant. Happy for her to be pregnant, why this do you have to
shouldn't be
drink?
A problem. And if you're really that focused on drinking, I could see why people would go, why is it that important? Right? If one of my homies was like, hey, we're not drinking, y'all, I'd be like, all right, cool. It really doesn't bother me. But for some people, that social aspect of drinking is vital to actually being social.
Joelle texted in and said, then don't have a bachelorette party, have a tea party. It's not what should you do, though, Joelle. I'm with you on that.
Right.
Somebody said, jerk, it's one day, one event. You can't hold off for a party or a day. It's her day.
But why is she making y'all hold off? Why is she now stopping everybody's quote-unquote fun because she can't join in.
Well, right below the one that says jerk, somebody wrote, not the jerk, you're from Wisconsin, you guys.
Ding, ding. Or should I say Wisco, ding.
Who texted in they need to go to Build-A-Bear or something, not a bar? You stop it, you guys.
I'm not disagreeing with any of these texts, so that's why I don't want to answer. I see both.
But it's not that. Then Christine and Franklin said, not the jerk, just don't get wasted, drink casually. No, that's
not the move. That nobody's drinking.
All right. Is she the jerk? Is drinking Diana the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party of her friend who's pregnant? We'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I'm pretty sure your wife just left us a voice message on the Odyssey app, and I can't wait to play that in a second.
She could have just sent me the voice message, but whatever.
This is way better. This is way better, Aaron.
Clearly, she likes the app more, too.
Yep, that part.
I'm mad at her.
So, listen, the question for Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party for the pregnant bride?
Ugh.
Drinking Diana wrote into the show. And I just want to say, before we get to the phones and see which way this is going to go today, Chase and Racine called in. He's 13. I told him, Chase, you're not going on the air for a drinking Am I the Jerk, son.
Why? It's Wisconsin.
And he said, he's saying not the jerk. I said, Chase, we'll give you a shout out, but I'm not putting a kid on for this Am I the Jerk. I'm sorry.
Big ups, Chase. Now, you know that he was calling and so he didn't cute. Think he'd get in or something, and magically he made it, and he was like, oh my gosh.
He was secretly adorable, but I was like, no, we're not putting a kid on. So,
not on
Chase,
a drinking
shout
topic.
Out to you, Chase.
Few more years, bud.
It is Wisconsin, though. You never know with parents. All right, Lindsay's in Muskego, one of our regulars, and I got to shout her out. She had a birthday. So, Lindsay, happy birthday, first of all. Feel bad.
Thank you.
Happy belated.
She invited us to the party, but we couldn't go. So, happy birthday, girlfriend.
Hope it was great.
Thank you. It was pretty awesome. We're having house party themes without kids in 90s, early 2000s attire.
Wepa.
It was awesome.
Fantastic. Can't go wrong.
Awesome. Well, now I'm wondering which way you're going to go on Am I the Jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party.
Not the jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party.
Oh.
Stop. Really?
No, explain yourself.
Yes,
come on.
I'm going to explain it. You're going to a bar. Everyone's going to be drinking around you outside of your party. I don't understand why your thought process would be, let's go to the bar for my bachelorette party. I'm pregnant. That sounds awesome.
That sounds great.
It sounds unsafe. It sounds unsafe, and it sounds like not a good time.
Not fair.
I don't think you can fault your bridal party for wanting to have a cocktail or two or four.
Or nine, whatever.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Like, you're at the bar.
Okay. Okay.
It's not like you're going to go to a pool and go, hey, guys, we're not going to go in the water.
Oh,
hey. Yeah.
Look at that analogy.
When you say it like that, though, Lindsay, for real, though.
You know what? You should be a lawyer, because even though I don't know if I agree with you, that was a good analogy to convince some people.
Talk about convince. I'm like, oh, snap, for real, though. I like to swim.
Well, right. So you can't swim, though. It's a danger. You can't do it. She's not doing it. You're not doing it.
Can't even dip your toe in the water. Why would you go to a pool?
Because it's about the bride, not you. That's why.
Oh, so she just wants to lay out in the sun?
Come
I don't want to do that.
Come on, you guys. It's funny, but it's not at the end of the day. What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know.
I think if they can talk to the bride, I think maybe do the painting thing and sipping with the girls. Mm-hmm. Go do like an early movie. Do your bachelorette party after your wedding. Go out with the girls. Have a mama's time out, essentially. Yeah.
Time out.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. But this isn't solutions. This is Am I the Jerk? And you said, no, not the jerk.
Wow.
All right, Lindsay.
All right,
have
Lindsay.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Jinx. Let's go to Tiffany in Milwaukee next. Good morning, Tiffany.
Morning.
Right. Oh, you laughing already?
Yeah, because come on. Is drinking Diana the Jerk for drinking at the bachelorette party of the pregnant bride?
Do it. She's a jerk. So this is going to determine who her real friends are and who's not. So we all have that one friend that's like kind of selfish, right? Like, is it a bad idea to do a bachelor party and ask your girls not to drink? Yeah, I wouldn't do it. But you accept your friend for who she is,
fair.
Right?
Yeah, and respect her wishes, okay.
And we all have that girlfriend who, like, her birthday is all month long. And, you know,
we
take it with a grain of salt, right?
Sure. Yeah, I'm following.
One day. You can't give her just one day. One night. Mm-hmm. She's telling you ahead of time. You can prepare for it.
You can pregame for it.
Oh, my God.
That's what Tiffany's saying.
No, I just think, I don't know. I just think, like, you could give her one night.
One night. At least when you're with her.
You know, you got to know that this is, like, the kind of girlfriend you got. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't the first time the bride has asked probably somebody to do something a little
outlandish.
Okay. You know,
I actually follow. Okay.
Yeah, well, she had a point. You're going to find out who your friends are in this moment, because it's one night.
Well, and one, you're pregnant.
They're asking you to do something.
Two, you're getting married. Two big life change events that will show you and reveal a lot about people around you. For real, for real. Yep. Okay, Tiffany. Yep. 100% received.
A real one. Let's have fun. Good morning, guys.
Hey, you know what? I just got to tell you this. I just saw a text and somebody said, hang up on Lindsay, the caller before you.
It's good. We got Tiffany on the line. Yeah,
Tiffany came back for it, so don't worry. You guys are so funny. All right, Tiffany, bye.
Have a great day.
Bye. Bye.
Love you
back.
Jenna and Lake, or Jen, not Jenna. Jen and Lake Geneva texted in and said, what are they going to do? Take up a table at a bar for hours without a bar tab? Not the jerk.
I mean,
can do whatever you want. Somebody said, sounds like the bride is selfish. The bride? It's about the bride.
This is technically about her. But she's being inconsiderate, I think, is what the gist of people are saying. She's going, well, I still want to go out to the bars.
Yeah.
Why? I guess the question is why? Why would you want to put yourself in that environment?
Whoever texted in, no, she's not the jerk. The bride can be the DD. Knock it off.
Fair enough, dog.
The bride, I don't know if the bride cares, but what she said in the message, because people are saying, well, does the bride care? It sounded like they're consciously saying nobody's drinking because the bride is pregnant. So the bride must care.
The bride must. She must have said something to somebody or else this probably wouldn't have thing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to our tiebreaker, Rich in Greenfield, and see what he thinks. Hi,
good
Rich.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, we're doing.
It's Friday. We're happy, man.
We ain't on the chopping block like drinking Diana over here, so you get to be the tiebreaker, bro.
Yeah.
Best day of the week, not the jerk, absolutely.
Flat out, just like that? You decided?
You guys are a bunch of drunks.
Absolutely.
Leave Rich alone.
Unbelievable.
Now, Rich, why do you say so?
I say so because I also agree with caller number one. Just because you can't drink doesn't mean nobody else can. Mm. You know, I recently had a celebration, and just because I have friends who can't drink doesn't mean I'm not going to invite them. They're welcome to go ahead and take along and have fun just like everybody else. You don't need to drink, and you also don't need to not have a drink to have fun.
Okay. Yeah. That's true. Well, there are people texting in going, this is going to suck at the bar with no drinking. Would you guys chill out? You know what? We joke about the drinking in Wisconsin, but there are a lot of sober people around us who actually live on life.
We're not huge drinkers.
And don't need alcohol to cope like some of us do, okay? So Stop, back off. I mean, let's be real.
You don't drink like that either, Allie.
I'm just saying, keep it real sometimes.
No, you're keeping it a buck, for real. You're keeping it a buck.
No, I don't drink like that, but I, you know, some people do, and some people do.
Oh, we all have and can.
Somebody texted in, so is this going to be a dry wedding then, since the bride can't drink?
Is she going to be pregnant at the wedding? Think about it. Is this now a dry wedding?
If she can't drink
at her wedding, why would anybody else be drinking?
I think it's about the bride, though. This is the bachelorette party.
What does the groom want?
It might not be fun. Forget the groom. It's the bachelorette party, man.
Dang, Rich. Hey, we answered, though.
Rich said not the jerk,
unequivocal,
though.
Not the jerk.
And then also, just because she can't drink, does that mean that you're not going to invite her anywhere for the next 9 to 10 months?
True. Back to Tiffany's point. You're going to find your friends.
That's right.
And the real ones at that.
Which would disagree with what Rich said.
Technically.
But anyways.
Technically. Right. But no, Rich, we appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, thanks, Rich.
All right, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too, man.
Peace.
Wow, I didn't see that going that way.
No, me neither.
I didn't see it going not the jerk, man.
Normally, pregnants and weddings make people think a little different.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't the way I thought people was going to be thinking.
There's a lot of selfish people, and we're people.
A lot of drinking selfish people.
100%.
Wisconsin.
Steve in Twin Lakes. What did he say? Gin in Lake Geneva salty, because they'll probably go to Lake Geneva for their party. Okay, come on. Now we got people fighting each other on the text. This is hysterical.
It's funny because we went to Lake Geneva for our bachelorette party. It's so true. They might go to Lake Geneva.
Oh, man. You guys are so funny. All right. So, not the jerk.
Boom. Like that.
Wow. All right. We have two big things we have to get to. Not only is dumpster fire dating coming up.
A new edition.
And I don't know how much I want to share about the new guy in my life.
Oh, just wait. I'll ask some questions. Not don't you worry off. About it. I don't know how much you want to share, but I know what I want to ask.
Whatever. Fine. You know what? We can't do dumpster fire yet, though.
Why?
Because we have to give away our last pair of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair first.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Not only, because we're trying to warm you up. It's so cold. Oh, I just want to talk about the fair and warm weather.
Warm weather.
Right now.
Oh, deep fried Oreos. No. Walking through the fair with some corn or Schamischleich.
Pork chop on a stick.
Anything on a stick.
Turkey legs.
On a stick.
All right. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, and you're also going to be seeing Boys to Men, who will be playing on August 1st.
Ooh, Boys to Men on a stick. Yeah. That's the Wisconsin State Fair.
It is. Fair enough. All right. 414-533-1037. So glad you didn't play I Had Some Help by Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, by the way. That would have been so awkward.
Running BMF.
Caller 33, you're going to win after SZA, Kiss FM.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
What do you want to know? Come
Everything.
On.
Spill the tea.
Dang it. I normally do spill the tea, and now I don't want to talk about it.
How long till the wedding? What's going on? Is this guy already red flagged and ixnayed? Backtrack me. I feel like we haven't been able to talk about this in length. So go. Ready. Now, ready, set, go. Do you want me to just start asking questions?
I don't know.
Because when was the last time you saw him? When was the last time you guys talked?
When was the... Okay, I saw...
Have you guys kissed in the last 48 hours?
No, because I haven't seen him.
Has he sent you flowers yet?
No, not yet, but he better.
We're not going in the right direction, my boy.
Sorry.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, now let's backtrack.
No flower. I don't know if he's not a flower guy. He's goofy like me. Wait, I'm telling too much already.
You're a flower girl, though.
I'm a flower girl.
I'm not a flower guy. My wife likes flowers.
Fair.
Every now and again, who's going to slide and buy some flowers?
Mm-hmm. You.
This guy.
You. You're
do I
right.
do it every day? No.
But you that's know
not,
she likes them.
That's not my personality. But yeah, on special occasions and every now and again. So yeah, my boy, you heard it. She's a flower girl, even though you ain't a flower guy, bro.
I don't even know if he's listening.
I don't care.
He likes sports. He doesn't even... I'm like...
Somebody he knows is listening, and this is going to get back to him. And if not, I'm going to send him the link to the Odyssey app later when we post the whole show.
Oh, man. I don't even know. Okay,
right,
I don't
back.
Know. I'm trying to think.
When was the last time? I'm a little
when
excited.
When was the last... I'm excited,
I'm a little
too,
animated.
Which is why I'm nervous, and I don't...
When was the last time you guys physically saw each other?
I saw him on Saturday night.
No.
He picked me up from the airport.
Slow down.
I forgot about Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
Which, how could I forget that? That's messed up.
What's wrong with you?
We were off. Okay, hold on.
Backtrack.
This is how quick life moves, you guys. So I met him at the end of December, to recap, for those of you that don't know, right after I'd had my surgery, skin removal surgery, and we just hit it off, but I wouldn't go out with him because of my surgery.
You were healing. You kind of had to put him on ice, but not ice. It was thin ice, if you will.
It was thin ice. So we started talking on the phone every night, and he was making me laugh. He's a funny guy. He's very blunt like me, very just, but still seems to have a really good heart, you know.
You guys were vibing.
We were vibing, for sure.
Kids, right?
He's got two little kids. Yep. He's divorced.
Oh, good.
Well.
Oh, phew.
Dude, and you know how the boys, Owen and Hudson.
Yeah.
I have to tell you this. They always hear me on the phone because they're not stupid now. They're 11 and 13.
Of course.
And so last night we were at Owen's concert, his orchestra concert, and Hudson sees the text going off and I'm like, dang it. And he goes, ooh, mom. And I go, Hudson, mind your own business.
Stop it.
And Hudson turns to me and goes, is he divorced? And I go, are you kidding me?
What are you doing?
I go, yes, he's divorced. What kind of question is that, Hudson?
What kind of question is that, honey boy?
I go, don't ask me stupid questions like that.
But yes.
He's divorced.
But to answer the question, yes.
Yes, he's divorced. And then Hudson just smiled.
That kid is something
else. He's so funny. So, you know, we had been out a few times and we just immediately hit it off.
Which is great.
And enjoy spending time together. And it's just been very natural and easy.
Okay. Now, when was the last time you guys talked?
Last night on the phone. We talk every night on the phone.
Y'all still talking every night?
Yeah, of course.
Why are you getting so... oh my God. No, you're really touchy-feely right now.
Then he picks me up at the airport, which was a big step. Because my dad had a stroke, if you missed all this, and I had to fly down to Florida last week, and then abruptly I came back on Sunday when my sister came. We switched out.
Not to bring it down, because
my dad's okay.
It springboards my next question.
Yeah.
How did that whole interaction happened when you just had to abruptly dip? You guys go from maybe having plans or something, right?
Like, we had plans.
He picked you up from the airport, which great, like, honestly. But how did the handling of while you were gone, or the lack thereof, maybe some communication? Because there was a few times that I texted you and you didn't text back.
No,
so I'm assuming that you didn't text him back either.
I didn't text him back.
Good.
Actually, he was texting me, you know, just nice thoughts, and I wasn't replying when I was in Florida because I was so overwhelmed.
How do you handle that? Because I was in shambles.
DZ, you're one of the only people I did text back, though. That's what's so funny.
No,
you and my sisters. It's true. You and my sisters were the only ones. He handled it really well. And so when I finally kind of came up for air, because I was, enthralled, I was dealing with my parents.
I couldn't even breathe. We know what coming up for air means.
I came up for air, and we had exchanged a few texts, and I called him the night before I came home. And I was like, did I lose you? And he's like, absolutely not. He's like, I'll be here when you get back. Like,
ooh,
don't worry.
Ooh,
you know, it's good. So I was like, all right. So then I was like, well, do you want to come get me at the airport? And he was like, I'd be honored to come get you at the airport.
Did he bring out the red carpet? Did he bring a sign?
It was really cute.
Pull up in the limousine?
It was really cute when he picked me up, though, because, like, I walked out and he jumped out of his car and he, like, pulled me in and gave me this romantic kiss.
Oh, he had missed you.
And I'm like, people are watching.
Look at you blushing, dog. Y'all don't even know. Allie, big blush right now. Hey, I'm calling you Big Blush the rest of the day. Okay, Big Blush, I see you over there.
See us. Stop.
I got so many more questions.
What do you want to know?
I got so many more questions, and I know other people do too.
Dang it. So I saw him then, obviously, the night he picked me up, which was Sunday.
Okay.
And,
what?
And then.
What?
Yeah, and then...
what's next? What?
None of your business.
Oh, my Lancer. You know what? I got questions.
Okay.
Can we ask questions? I got more questions. I know, I'm sure listeners got questions. We are nosy.
Listeners can ask. You guys can ask. I'm scared to look at the text right now.
You should be.
Dude.
My questions are going, and I'm quite frankly being respectful of my questions now because I want to give you a little respect, but I'm ready. I'm ready to ask. I got a list. What's next?
You have a list?
I got a list. What's next?
All right, maybe I'll answer some of them next. How about that? Should we play a song?
Bring your list, y'all. 414-533-1037.
Forget y'all, man. Let me live. All right, fine. I'll tell you next.
We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Guys are so rude.
Why?
So, on the text messages. So you're telling us you're healed enough from surgery, LOL.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you anything. You don't know what's going on. And by the
you
way,
had to say
I actually am healed. I'm probably going to get cleared to work out on Monday when
I see
the doc.
For real?
So and by the way, the doctor told me I was cleared for, you know,
oh, you, oh.
To, if I wanted to eat hot dogs and donuts. He told me I could, which blew us away at my 2-week. Remember that? It didn't mean I was going to, but it just meant that I was.
So you ain't cleared to work out, but you cleared to eat? Got it. Okay.
Only hot dogs and donuts, though. Nosy people.
Okay.
All right. So to recap, I don't know what to.
This isn't even a dumpster fire. I guess to recap, you've got this new boo, and things are going well. This might not even be a dumpster fire. I'm going to just cut it. You know, the song don't play no more.
It's not. I mean, it might turn into one, but I'm really trying to be positive.
Yeah.
I came into 2025 feeling really good about my life and feeling like good things were going to happen. And there's something about good energy.
I got a couple more questions because speaking of good energy.
Yeah.
What's one of the most energizing things that you found about this guy? Now this is turning into an interview.
It really is. Okay, I'll answer that. How easy and natural it is. And it's not, you know, and I don't want to, you hear the line, oh, I feel like I've known you my whole life. I don't feel like I've known him my whole life, but I definitely feel comfortable and easy. And and I think there's a lot of, he's being very transparent with me and I'm being very transparent with him. And there's something to being emotionally available and ready. And he even said that. We've talked about that a little on the air. He's like, well, I think you're just ready. And I'm like, that's probably true. I wasn't ready for a long time, you know, and now I feel ready. And I'm glad I met him when I met him.
Well, and it's not him telling you you're ready. It's him saying, it feels like you're ready. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. I got so many more questions, bro, but I'm not trying to steal anybody's thunder.
Fine. Tiana in Sheboygan said, you sound so happy. We can almost hear the glow through the radio.
You can. You can hear your smile through the mic. For real. It is what it is. No, Tiana is not gassing. She's just saying what I'm hearing.
You're making me blush.
You can feel the blush, can't y'all? Everybody getting warm in their car like, dang, girl, you smitten.
All right, fine. Do you want to go to the phones? I'm scared. I was hoping nobody would call.
If you don't go to the phones, I'm going to keep asking questions. Fine. Which do you want?
Dominique's in Milwaukee. Hi, Dominique. Let's go to the phones.
Morning, Dominique.
Hi, Dominique.
You see?
Ask good morning, guys.
Hey, go ahead, man. What's good morning, fam? Wait, today's like, what, day three, day four?
Working towards the theme song.
Yeah, we're on four.
Day four, big dog. Nice. You gonna get it.
All right, what do you want to know, Dominique? What's your question?
Mr. Nosy.
So, you know, I mean, obviously, things are going good. Congratulations. We're all happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
But we're wondering, are we going to keep calling him New Boo, or is he getting a nickname finally?
DZ, you're the one who comes up with the nicknames usually. What are we calling him?
He shall remain nameless. He shall continue to be New Boo while we navigate these waters, y'all.
Fair enough.
Go ahead, Dominique.
We went through a couple things with, red flags. He called them beige flags.
We got the options.
Spanish interpretation, so we can go Duolingo.
We got Mr. Mustache.
Duolingo, he said. If you missed that story this week, my phone, I found out, since I had the Spanish keyboard enabled, as I'm trying to get back into my Spanish so I can talk to you more, DZ.
Yeah, and the boys.
And the boys and the wifey.
Everybody.
I realized my Spanish keyboard's enabled, and my phone, since he has an Android, was texting him in Spanish, and he thought I was doing it on purpose to be sexy. And I had no idea my phone was texting you in Spanish, my guy.
He says, "See, mommy." Dominique.
Dominique, I don't know. DZ?
He wants to know about the nickname. Yeah. All right, no, Dominique, that's a really valid question, man. And even though this is y'all's relationship, I think the nickname is on me.
It is.
I think we chill. I think we keep hearing. You know, I'm gonna keep trying to get more information out of Allie for y'all. You know what I do with my investigations. And then the name will work itself out into fruition. Yes. How about that, Dominique?
Hey, that sounds great, but I'm guessing he got called some kind of nickname on Sunday.
Oh, come on! 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
I am excited to tell everyone where they can swing by and meet us this weekend.
We're going to be somewhere?
We are, DZ, at different times because, you know, here's the thing. You are an in-game host for the Bucks.
Shout out Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm-hmm, which so many people, you know, message me and tell me they see you at the games, which is so funny.
People always show love and are like, DZ, we love you and Allie. At the games, like kids, moms, dad, like, you'd be surprised how many dads are like, bro, you guys are funny. They don't ever want to call, but they be listening, though.
Aw, that's so sweet. Well, you know, it's funny. I get it. A lot of people are in their cars. They don't have time to text or call, but we love it when you do text or call.
And we just appreciate being a part of your morning regardless.
Mm-hmm,
for real.
Mm-hmm. So the cool thing is, this weekend, today, you're going to be out and about.
Yeah, today.
Where are you at today?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm going to be at the Total Wireless in Brown Deer.
Technically,
it's on Brown Deer Road. I shouldn't say Brown Deer, but once I say the address, you'll know what I mean. It's off 6917, 6917
so
West Brown Deer Road.
It's 69th and Brown Deer.
Yeah.
Because I learned years ago, look at the address.
The numbers
tell you the cross street.
How far over.
I'm going to be, go ahead and finish. Go ahead. You're going to be at 69th. Go on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be at 6917 West Brown Deer Road at the Total Wireless from 4 to 6 tonight.
Nice.
And it's not just like a pull up, come say what's up to DZ kind of thing. You could win. You could win Kendrick Lamar tickets. Y'all. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm coming.
You can't win, Allie.
Kendrick, what? Are you kidding me right now?
Yes. You got a chance to win Kendrick Lamar tickets tonight.
Come on.
He's going to be at Soldier Field in June, so we're even talking warm weather vibes. So
no way.
Win Kendrick Lamar tickets, but that's not it because they also got this Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest thing going on at Lambeau Field. So, you know, shout out Green Bay, obviously.
Wow.
The two polar opposites. Lambeau Field, February 9th. You could win a whole experience. They got drinks. They got food. They got the Super Bowl vibes that you want.
You're trying to one-up me. I have something to say. Dang!
What are you going to say?
I was going to say, I'm going to be out too.
No. Today's about me, Allie. 4 to 6 at the Total Wireless.
And I'm actually coming, even though I wish I could win the Kendrick Lamar tickets.
Pull up.
Dang it.
Because you know I'll pull up on you. Where you going to be?
Well, I'm going to be out tomorrow, Saturday, from 3 to 5. I also have tickets, but I have them to Megan Thee Stallion at Summerfest, baby.
Oh, that's lit.
She's coming to Summerfest on June 28th through the American Fam Insurance Amphitheater.
You want to trade events?
Nope. Nope. Honestly, I want both of the tickets. Kendrick Lamar and I want Megan Thee Stallion. I'm not going to lie.
And you can win both, technically.
But I'm going to be at a different one. So tomorrow from 3 to 5, I'll be at Total Wireless on 76th and Capitol.
Oh, you're going to be off cap?
Yeah.
I know exactly the one you're talking about.
So it's 7600 Capitol. But like I told you, when I saw 76, I went, I'm 76
and
Capitol.
76 and Cap. You're on the west side.
One of the best tips I ever learned. I know I keep saying that, but learning how to understand the cross streets were in the numbers.
Exactly.
7600 makes it so much easier.
Extremely valuable, especially in Milwaukee. Now, sure, there's the one-off, two-offs that like don't correlate.
Yeah.
But on major cross streets like that, like big streets, big intersections, you can judge it off the number.
Please. And 76 is a big street.
76
long.
It's one of the only streets that goes north to south in Milwaukee, like the whole way.
Right, exactly. That's so true.
It really is.
That's so true.
And then Capitol's one of the only streets that goes east to west in Milwaukee.
Well, you know what? You got me thinking now. Now we're talking about local streets, and I'm into this conversation because Capitol.
Shout out 76 and Cap.
Shout out. I'll be there with also a chance to win those free tickets to Verizon's Big Game Fan Fest on February 9th at Lambeau Field. So you see where you can meet DZ and I today. You're going to be out today.
4 to 6. Today, 4 to 6. Yep. 6917 West Brown Deer Road. 69th and Brown Deer Road.
69. And then tomorrow, I'll be at 76 and Capitol. What?
69.
Yeah.
69. My birthday, June 9th. I'm going to be on 69th. It's meant to be. Come see me, man. 4 to 6, baby.
Yeah. You know, you had me thinking when you said the thing about Capitol.
Streets.
Because people don't even realize this. Here's a perfect example.
What?
The girl who does my hair, when she first started doing my hair, she was in Milwaukee. When I lived in Milwaukee years ago in my 20s. I
mean,
it was like 5 years ago, right? 5 years ago.
Yeah, last
week. 5 years ago. Yeah, she was on the east side. So she started doing my hair then. Since then, she now now lives way out. You know, she's had 900 kids. She's going to kill me. Sorry, Christy. She's, you know, like me, she's had kids and married and all this.
Yeah.
So she lives out west. Well, now she has her own space in Pewaukee. Okay. So it's off of Capitol. This is so funny. And so I have a friend who also goes to her. And so when I go to see her now in Pewaukee, I get on the freeway.
Right.
And I get off at 16. Then I get off at Capitol. If you understand, you understand. If not, it doesn't matter.
Exit
my point
16?
Is this. Yes. The Highway 16.
Oh, my bad. Highway 16.
Which then
16?
Leads to like Econom Walk and all this.
Yeah,
you have
yeah,
to
yeah,
know
yeah.
the. You have to know Lake Country.
You
got to
be out there. Lake
you
Country.
You got to know Lake Country. And if you don't, who cares? Listen.
I don't know Lake Country.
And I would understand why, my friend.
I'm happy that way.
It's fine. It's fine. Because we're city people, let's be real.
Facts.
But this is the funny story. I had a friend who goes to her who told me she drove all the way down Capitol to get to her place in Pewaukee. I go, you do know you could have gotten on the freeway and then gotten here a lot quicker. And she said, oh, I just took Capitol for 900 minutes. And
yeah,
I'm
because
like,
you hit 900 lights, about 50-11 of them.
She didn't realize Capitol is. I was like, you know how long and Capitol goes from literally the lake in Shorewood,
yep, all the way,
to Pewaukee.
So it's no longer Milwaukee.
Until it runs into Pewaukee Lake.
We go lake to lake. Capitol goes lake to lake. That's
it
for real.
Sure does.
It really goes lake to lake.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
So that's you triggered that story in me when that my friend said she took Capitol the whole way. I go, get on the freeway. What's wrong with you?
Why'd you do that to yourself?
You're just punishing yourself with stoplights.
You left with an extra 45 minutes for no reason. Like,
I mean, the amount of time she took.
No, she hit
going
wait,
that distance.
Going that long. Capitol is arguably mentally a highway to me. Mm-hmm. That's how long it is.
It is.
One of the first highways or expressways,
and
if you will, from back in the day.
It also passes one of the big places people love to brag about, Costco in Pewaukee. You get up there, see what you wouldn't know because why would you go out there?
I passed out that way. And
oh,
I haven't been.
Look
I haven't been
you.
In the Costco. But,
that's
you know,
all right.
I found myself endeavoring out towards Pewaukee Lake. I might have gone too far past my exit, but whatever.
It's all right. It happens.
I knew I went too far when I hit the lake.
You're in Econom Walk. You didn't even know what the hell happened.
I was like, what in the hell?
Unbelievable.
Oh,
well, anyway,
look at my ice cream shop.
So this is... Yeah. So just to tell you guys, we're going to be out this weekend. We're excited, and you're going to have Kendrick Lamar. I'll have Megan Thee Stallion tickets, and you can come visit us. So that's really cool.
That's fun. I really, I'm happy about us being able to do stuff like this.
I am too. Yeah. I am too. Okay, you know what? Coming up next in 2 minutes, I can't wait to tell you what my 13-year-old did to me last night.
Do I got to beat somebody up?
Him. Yeah, him.
I got to fight Owen?
Because what he did to his mama last night.
Say less. Oh, I'm about to go psycho.
Me too. Wait till I tell you this story. Hold on. Kiss FM. Man, am I acting like a psycho in this building. Because look what I just did to our coworker. 103.7. Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias, wepa. We ain't alone, no.
No, we're not. It's a Friday, and I should have known. Because when I pulled into the parking lot, and yes, I'm going to tell you what my 13-year-old did to me last night. This all comes together. Give me a minute.
There's a full circle here. We're just still drawing.
I promise. When I pulled in this morning, I always park in the same spot, DZ.
Right.
I'm a psycho about that. No, in fact, if somebody parks in my spot, I get mad. For 20 years, I'm mad if you park in my spot.
It creates a problem because you're a creature of habit.
I'm very entitled to my spot, okay? I admit it. And nobody parks in it. It's fine.
Everybody knows.
And today, nobody was in my spot. But I almost couldn't park in my spot. And you know why?
Why?
Because there was another car parked next to my spot. And this car, I didn't know whose car it was at first. They were like basically in the lawn.
Wait, I'm thinking of the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Or they parked to the right in the spot next to you?
Yeah, the right of me. And they parked in the lawn, half on my spot. And I go, who parked like a psycho and a lunatic? And you know who it was?
Who?
Our IT guy, Ed. Ed, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
This guy.
He's so mad.
Comes in so chill. Oh, hello. Thank
Ed
you.
Ed is one of our favorite people in the building. Plus, he's one of the only people that comes in every day.
We rib him a lot, but it's because we appreciate him a lot,
He's
real.
Hysterical. And if you listen to the show every day, we've played his parents on the show who left us a message on the Odyssey app. They're hysterical.
We may or may not like them more.
No, he moved here from where? Boston, Ed? Where'd you move from?
Yep, the clam chowder.
And he's hysterical, and his family's hysterical.
Yep.
And so when I realized that there was an emergency in the building, not having to do with us, and we're not going to get into that, he had to come in bright and early.
Not our fire.
Why'd you park like a lunatic, dude?
Air it out.
Come on.
This is
stressful morning. IT issues needed to be tended to in a timely manner, okay?
Fair.
Look, I deal with enough stereotypes as it is being a Subaru driver. So,
touche!
You know,
because Michelle did say he looked like a Subaru guy, don't he?
Who drives a Subaru? He goes, Edgar, you're right, it was Ed.
We ain't even know. Okay.
So it's a stressful morning.
It's a stressful morning. It's hard to see the lines for the parking spots.
Because nobody plowed the parking lot.
You know, there's some slush. I think I parked like a maniac yesterday too. But I came in on time yesterday. I wasn't stressed and I still parked like a maniac.
So it's got nothing to do with the stress of the morning. You're just deflecting.
I'm using it as a valid excuse this morning.
A valid excuse.
When I learned there was an IT emergency this morning off the air, which we're not getting into once again.
Not our fire.
It made more sense that he had parked like that, because I went, who parked like a crazy person this morning?
She said crazy person for sure.
I literally was like, DZ, somebody's nuts out there parking in half my spot. Well, I'm sorry you had to get woken up with an emergency. IT people can relate to this listening, I'm sure. And not only the stereotypes about Subarus, stereotypes about IT guys. You break the mold.
You really do.
Because you actually have a great personality.
I appreciate that.
It's true. Another reason I made Ed, our IT guy, come in.
Are we drawing the circle?
We're drawing the circle. It's all coming together. Is last night, Ed's in a band, right?
Whoa.
Are you in a band?
I was in a band.
Oh, you quit.
Starting something up.
Oh, you're starting a new band.
Yeah.
And what do you play in your band?
Guitar and vocals.
Okay.
Okay.
And weren't you in a band that had a bass player?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, my son, Owen, is playing the bass.
Ed's familiar with strings,
The big bass.
Upright, right?
Upright bass.
I'm sure he could probably slap at the bass.
Yes, and it's funny, because every time I tell men my son plays the bass, they're like, that's cool, man. It's always the dudes. They're like, that's cool.
So I told
Owen, I'm like, plus he's 6'4". So he's like tall enough
taller
to
than
handle.
The bass.
He's only in seventh grade, this kid. And so last night at New Berlin West, they had String Fest, which is all the New Berlin schools, the orchestras come together. So you got the fifth and sixth graders, and then you got the seventh and eighth graders, and then you got the high schools. And so it was a really cool night, you know, and they do it once a year. And Owen played, and it was really cute because he had to be there by 6:30. So at 6:20, he's like, Mom, are we ready? Let's go.
Boy, like, had it ready.
He looks so handsome in his all black, you know, like the orchestra. Outfit.
You got to be a team.
Uh-huh. And he raced in.
With his bass in tow.
No, he keeps that at the school.
It's too big.
It's the only one. It's too big to carry back and forth.
Makes sense.
We have one at home he can practice, but we rent it. Trust me, we rent it. DZ saw him play that. You saw him.
I did. I got a special VIP performance, bro. It was dope. He's actually pretty good. I ain't gonna lie.
At our Christmas giving, or whatever you want to call it, when we did Christmas, DZ said, let's see you play the bass. Yeah. And Owen got it out. So last night after the concert, I always take a picture because I'm a mom and I like to put it on Facebook and Instagram and all the socials.
Always take a picture.
He ran out and wouldn't let me take the picture.
Except for last night.
Yeah, last night I let it go. I let it go. He's 13. I said, I'm not going to embarrass him.
He had you frozen and he let it go.
I'm learning, you guys. I'm learning.
This is growth.
He did great at the concert and then immediately would not come near me after the concert. Left with his dad and I never saw him again.
He said, okay, bye, Mom. Love you. Bye.
But he did really good playing the bass. So I just had to share with Ed, who's in a band and, you know, has had a bass player and park like a lunatic. And guess what else, Ed, since you're into music like us? DZ, tell him what Sammy's playing now.
Oh, man. My man's got a drum kit. Our three-year-old. Ooh. So we've got a three-year-old and the one-year-old, right? Our three-year-old loves music. He says he's going to be a rock star. There's awesome. There's video evidence, trust me, on my social.
So cute.
This man got a drum kit. An actual, like, child, but a real child's drum kit.
I think you're a lunatic for doing that, but you're loving it.
It was Aunt Megan and Uncle Phil. This was a given present. We did not willingly buy this. And shout out to Aunt Shannon that gave him a trumpet, too. A real trumpet.
Come on, Shannon.
So this man got a few brand new instruments. We didn't help. We got this man a microphone karaoke stand. So we're making him a loud one, all right? Par for the course and par for the family, right? But he got a drum set, and this man is begging every single day. So if you need a drummer, I know one.
All right. Yeah.
You know what?
Good.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Hold on.
Are we starting a band?
Ed, our IT guy, is vocals and guitar.
Yeah.
Owen is the bass.
Yeah.
Sammy is the
drums.
Drummer. And even though he's only three.
Allie, you could play the maracas.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll handle the triangle and the hype.
Oh my gosh.
Did we just start a band?
I think we did.
We got to go write a song.
Okay, bye.